Okay, Chevra, we have been learning Nefesh HaChayim a bit, so we'll just begin today with a few minutes of Nefesh HaChayim. If you remember, the last thing that we learned in Nefesh HaChayim was in Sha'ar Beis, Perek Beis, where the Nefesh HaChayim spoke about what the word bracha means, right? And this is already the topic that gets us very deeply into davening, and the Nefesh HaChayim explained that bracha does not mean simply shevach. It doesn't simply mean that we're giving Hashem praise. Rather, bracha, he says, is a lashon of tzefes v'ribui. Right? In other words, bracha is an expression that refers to increasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God is increasing. Now, what does that mean, God is increasing? That's impossible. No, God is as great as God always was. HaYehovah B'yeh, Hashem like never changes. So, what does it mean that God is increasing? Like when I say Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem should increase. Tosefes V'riboy, what does that mean? So the Nefesh HaChayim comments that when we speak about Hashem, there's a difference between what he calls and what the Kabbalists from call Atzmuso Yisparach Shemo, God's essence, as opposed to not God's essence, but rather the terms, the kinuyim, the nicknames that we have for Hashem, the way Hashem relates to the world. In other words, like when I speak about Hashem as Rachum and Chanun, that means that I perceive a dimension of Rachmanus within God. Right? That's mitzad me, not mitzad God. God's essence, Atzmuso Shahabore Yisparach, that is beyond anything we can possibly comprehend, right? And God's essence is not shayach to speak about increase or decrease, right? Va'ato yigdal na, right? Yigdal na shimcha Hashem, yigdal na kochacha Hashem. I could speak about increasing God's power, increasing God's name in terms of God's connection to the world, the way I perceive Him. But God's essence, that is already above and beyond my ken. That's not something that we could speak about increase in any sort of positive way, in any way at all. So that's what we spoke about in Nefesh HaChayim last time we learned, which is the end of Sha'ar Beis, Perek Beis. Let's just begin a little bit in Sha'ar Beis, Perek Gimel. Sometimes in Nefesh HaChayim we have chapters which are very Kabbalistic, very hard to understand. That happens sometimes. I probably pointed out to you that Reb Chaim Volozhin was the founder of the Volozhiner Yeshiva. Volozhiner Yeshiva was founded in which year?
1806.
No, close. What year was the Louisiana Purchase?
Oh,
my wife would fail you. 1803 is the Louisiana Purchase. That's when Volozhiner Yeshiva was founded. The first few years of the Volozhiner Yeshiva, so Talmidim came because they wanted to learn Kabbalah with Reb Chaim Volozhin. They didn't want to learn Gemara. Kabbalah was like the in thing, the hot ticket item. Gemara, no one wanted to learn. So Reb Chaim Volozhin made a rule in the yeshiva. He said, you know what, you can't come to my Kabbalah shir unless you also learn some Gemara. No? Imagine making that rule in YU, that'd be awesome, no? Right. You can't come to the Gemara, you can't come to the Halacha shir unless you also go to Kabbalah. You can't come to Kabbalah, whatever, I just said it backwards, but you understand what we're saying. Fine. And the Nefesh HaChayim is very steeped in Kabbalah, like all of the old Litvaks. They were very deeply involved in Kabbalah. It's only when the Hasidim started popularizing Kabbalah that the Litvaks and the Misnagdim started doing less Kabbalah. No? You ever notice that?
Yeah.
It's Zelo Umazel Asarokim. Because the Hasidim is so into it, the Litvaks had to decide, you know what, this isn't for me. Fine. So, Sha'ar Beis Perek Gimel is a very deep Kabbalistic Sha'ar. We'll just try to give some flavor of it. Even I am too young to understand it. But we'll do the best we can. You had a comment, Michael?
No, I'm saying I don't think that was the Reb Chaim's intention, or any of his intention.
Reb Chaim's
intention.
So Reb Chaim's intention was probably to use, well, in Sha'ar Daled in terms of Torah. Yeah, so again, There's a lot to say if we get to Shaar Dalet. I don't think there's any huge differences between Tanya and Nefesh HaChaim. I don't think so. People talking about this, Dr. Lamb wrote his doctoral dissertation on Nefesh HaChaim. Dr. Lamb used to be the president of Yeshiva University before Richard Joel, right? So Dr. Lamb's doctoral dissertation was on Nefesh HaChaim, fleshing out some of the differences between Hasidic thought and Misnadic thought. There's a lot to say about it. I am not convinced there's any major differences, but that's something to talk about later on, getting too far afield. Fine. So Zak the Nefesh HaChaim. Vuhuma Amorim Zal B'Shmos Rabba. He quotes a Medrash in Shmos Rabba. The Medrash says, Elokei Avoseichem Shlachani Aleichem, that Shem sent me to you. Osa Sha'a Nisbarim Moshe Al Asakov. Right, at that moment, Moshe was trying to clarify things, but also Shahi Mavakish Moshe, Shieldi Inu Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Hagadol. Right, Moshe asks Hashem, right, tell me your name. Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Shmi Ato Mavakish Lida. You want to know my name? Lefi Maasai Ani Nikra. Hashem says my name is Lefi Maasai Ani Nikra. I am called based on my actions. Pa'amim Ani Nikra Kel Shakai. Tzvakos, Elokim, Havaya, right? Sometimes I'm called this, sometimes I'm called that, meaning, Shani Donis Habrios, Ani Nikra Elokim. When I am a judge, I'm called Elokim. Shani Osa Muhammad Barashaim, Ani Nikra Tzvakos. Right? When I'm fighting the Rishaim, I'm called Tzvakos. Tzvakos means army, like Tzava, no? The army. When I'm Shani Tolechata Avshel Adam, Ani Nikra Kel Shakai. When I am hanging one's sins, in other words, I'm postponing the punishment, I'm called Keo Shakai. Shani Merachim Olami, then I'm called Havaya. And so that's a very important thing. Notice the name of Hashem is, all of these different names are what? Different manifestations of the way God reveals himself to us. This is why Bible scholars are making a huge mistake, no? Right? The whole theory, how many of you are taking Intro to Bible? No one. Wow. Awesome. You guys are lucky. Now, actually, Intro to Bible is one of the most useful courses I took in Yeshiva College, I have to admit, because I actually learned something that I would never learn otherwise, which is not true for almost all the other courses I took. But in Intro to Bible, one of the things that they introduce you to is what they call the Wellhausen theory, which is the way Bible's taught in colleges. It's called the documentary hypothesis. Right? In other words, that the assumption is that they're different authors of the biblical text. No? Today there's one theory out that there are many different authors of the biblical text, but they were all women. You saw that theory? It's like, huh?
What?
There are different theories out there. Why that's true requires more explanation. But one of the major rayas that the professors have for documentary hypothesis is different names of God, no? But the Nefesh HaChaim here is telling us, based on the Medrash and based on comments in the Zohar, that the different names of God simply reflect different ways that God appears to us. God's essence does not change. Ani Hashem Lo Shinisi. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to us in different ways. Sometimes Hashem punishes Rishayim. Sometimes Hashem has Rachmanas on Tzadikim. Sometimes Hashem does many different things. Each different thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing means that he is appearing to us in a different sort of way. And that's a different name of God. But God's essence doesn't change in the slightest. Right? And he continues, V'zeh kol hasagosenu kivyocha oso yisbarach. Hakom mitzad inyan hischabruso el ha'olamos. The only way we are masig, we appreciate God, is through God's connection to the world. Ve'his pashtuso yisparach betocham, and the way God spreads out in the world. Again, God, according to Zohar, is both memale kol almin and solvev kol almin. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu both surrounds all the worlds, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also fills all the worlds up. So God is mischaber to olamos, he attaches himself to the world, and he spreads out through the world, like it says in the Raya Mehemna, etc., it says in Zohar, etc. Okay? In other words, we do not have any tfisa in, to use a Bava Metzia term, we have no tfisa in God's essence. We can't latch onto it. We can't grab onto that at all. All we can grab onto is the way God connects to the world. And then the Nefesh HaChaim says the kicker, which is why we're learning this today. V'lachin kavu anshei Knesset HaGadola HaNusach Shekol Birchas HaMitzvos B'Loshon Nochach V'Nistar. That's why every bracha has a contradiction, no? Baruch Atah, that means I'm speaking directly to Hashem, and then I say Shehakol Niya Bidvaro, no? Based on, everything is based on His statements. Right? Am I speaking to Him? Or am I speaking about Him in the third person? No? There's like an inherent contradiction. Right? Am I, right? It doesn't say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Barasa, right, Pri Ha'adamah. I say, Borei, He is creating Pri Ha'adamah. So how come I'm switching from the Lashon Nochach to the Lashon Nistar? Tchilasa Lashon Nochach, umisaimim asher kidshanu vitzivanu lashon nistar. Right, that's his question. So he answers, shemitzad hichabrusa yisbarach b'ritzono el ha'olamos. Shai deze yeshanu k'tzas asag kol dehu anu medabim lanochach baruch ata Hashem. Right, when we speak about God and the way He connects to the world, then I could speak directly to God because that I perceive, that I grasp, that I am able to attain. Because Baruch means increasing. And what can increase? What can increase is the way Hashem connects to the worlds. Baruch Atah, right? I'm speaking to you. The you that I'm speaking to is the Hashem that connects to the world. Vizel melech ha'olam, kosham ra'yim, ahemna, etc. V'ametzave osan mekadshenu hu atzmusa yisparach ein sof. Baruch Hu Levado, Hasasu Mikol Sasimin, V'chein Tiknu B'Lashon Nistar Shekidshan B'Mitzvot Sav. In other words, the one who actually gave us the Tzivoy, that is the essence of Hashem. Right? So I say, Baruch Atah, first I'm speaking to Hashem Mitzad, the way He connects to the world, that much I could grasp, but then, right when I'm there, I move away, and I say, you know what, Shekidshan, no, He did it. Right? It's not... I'm speaking to Hashem directly, because the tzivui came from God's essence, which is something that we can't grasp. That's the way the Nefesh HaChaim takes it. Rav Soloveitchik, actually, in there's a work called Rayonot al HaTfilah, which are the Rav's thoughts on prayer. It's printed in an orange book, which I think is called Ish HaHalacha Galoy V'Nistar. So there the Rav speaks about how tefillah itself, davening, brachas, everything is like an impossibility for a human, right? Finite, mortal man who is hayom kanu machar bekever is impossible to grasp the infinite, right? We can't possibly grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we understand this from our own lives. Now, we have no sense of like the enormity of space. Right? When we try to think about it, it makes us dizzy, no? We have no sense even of the depths of the seas. Right? What goes on at the bottom of the ocean? Ad hayom hazeh, we still have no good sense of it, no? Finite mortal man cannot grasp certain things which are mysteries. So how is it that finite mortal man can even approach God? How can the finite approach the infinite? So the Rav said that basically there's a contradiction within man himself. And man, even though he's finite, man has a certain, I would call, azus de kedusha, like you're proud of yourself, you think that man thinks he could conquer worlds. So then man comes and he speaks to God, he says, Baruch Atah, speaking to God as a you. But the minute you do that, you realize, whoa, 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 look what I'm talking to and look how small I am. Then I recoil, then I pull back, then I speak about Hashem in the third person. Now, there's a Nefesh HaChaim and the Rav are saying the same idea. The Nefesh HaChaim is speaking in Kabbalistic terminology, the Rav is speaking in psychological terminology. Psychologically, I think I can apprehend God when I am, I think God has expressions, kabazicha daite ale, no? There are moments that you think you could solve everything, you know? Like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, after how many Red Bulls, that you think you could do everything. Right? And at that precise moment, what happens? Right when you think I can do anything. I think I'm going to perceive, I'm going to grasp onto the really important stuff. Recoil. Take a step back. You can't do it. Okay? So this is what we wanted to discuss in today's Nefesh HaChaim share. I thank you all for coming.